This is a recording on Glenn Anderson, G-L-E-N-N, Glenn Anderson, A-N-D-R, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Next, please make a copy for Dr. Evan Carrot, E-V-A-N, Evan Carrot, C-A-R-R-A-T-T, M-D. Next, dear Evan, thank you for sending Glenn Anderson for my evaluation. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough and lung nodules. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 68-year-old male who has a passive C for COVID-19 infection in September of 25. Has had cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Was treated on more than 2 occasions for bronchitis. The patient had been on antibiotics and prednisone, as well as a Trelegy inhaler, which he has stopped using now. He denies cough and wheezing at this time. No fever, such also nights with spirit. Next paragraph. He did have a chest CT on 1/26. I'm sorry, 1/2/26, which showed the central airways to be clear with no consolidation. There was a 6 millimeter right lower lobe lung nodule and a 2 millimeter right lower lobe nodule and a left upper lobe pulmonary cyst, and a ground glass opacity in the left upper lobe measuring 4 millimeters. And no significant effusions or pneumothorax, period. The patient has had a follow-up chest CT done on May... I'm sorry, 5/15/26, which showed a similar lung nodule seen in January 26, with a 6 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe and a 4 millimeter left upper lobe nodule and a 2 millimeter right lower lobe nodule and a left upper lobe pulmonary cyst, as well as a ground glass opacity in the left upper lobe, 4 millimeter. And no other specific nodules. There was no lymphadenopathy. The patient has had no recent weight loss, period. Next, past history includes history of coronary artery disease with stenting. And history of hyperlipidemia and gout, as well as osteoarthritis. He had appendectomy and rectal fistula repair. Next paragraph. Habits of patient previously smoked 1 pack per day for 40 years and quit. Alcohol use occasional. Has been exposed to chemicals and chlorine fumes, period. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of a stroke, father died of an MI. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fevers, chills, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains, has no shortness of breath or cough, no GI symptoms or abdominal pains, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDTRN, lisinopril, 12.5 milligrams daily, single 10 milligrams HS, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, and one aspirin. Next, physical exam. Can you mention allergies to mold? And no drug allergies. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly male, alert, pale, but no acute distress, no sign of the sickness, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97, weight is 210, saturation 96. HE and ear, normal phallic pupils are reactive, sclera over clear, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck number is no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, and lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart is regular, so an S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, or megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Multiple lung nodules. Number 2 is reactive airway disease with recurrent bronchitis. Number 3, hypertension. And number 4 is coronary artery disease. Next plan, the patient will be sent for a patient will be sent for a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. His PFT was reviewed, which reportedly is in the normal range. He will continue with the above-mentioned medications as well as albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. A CBC differential and IgE level to be done. And the patient will come for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. A copy of it for Dr. Evan Carrett, CARRETT. Thank you, this is Dr. Souza.